Hello again, everybody, and welcome to Around Town. I'm your host, Ron Giordano. We have with us Mary Meyer, the president of the Huntley Lions Club here in Huntley, and we want to welcome Mary to our show once again.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome, Mary. You know what? It's time we should talk to the folks about the history of Lions, to remind them of that history, Mary.
The Lions began with the help of a man named Melvin Jones. He was an insurance magnate in Chicago, and he was very successful, and he had a few friends that he said, you know, it's time that we do something for other people instead of just accumulating our own wealth. And that's exactly what they all did. So they began the Lions Club in 1917. In 1925, Helen Keller came to speak at our first international convention. And she asked us at that time if we would become the Knights of the Blind, the Crusaders of Darkness. And immediately, the Lions said, yes, that will be our vision. And since then, we have had many global causes. Vision and hearing being number one, is and always will be. To that end, the Lions of the International Lions Club worked with pharma companies recently to eliminate river blindness in Africa. River blindness is caused by a little parasite that flies into the eye and causes somebody to go blind. It usually affects children more so than adults. With the help of pharma companies, we were able to get an antibiotic and distribute that to all of the places in Africa that are affected by that, and virtually eliminated it. We also, along that same line, working with pharma companies, eliminated measles worldwide before all the anti-vaxxers.
I don't think people knew that.
Measles causes blindness, and so it was critical that we are constantly looking for anything that will help us help people keep their vision. So that was one of the, you know, that always, vision will always remain our number one global cause. Other global causes are the environment, diabetes awareness, childhood cancer, youth services, disaster relief. And on that line, this is another thing I just love about the Lions. Obviously, with the Ukrainian situation, with the Israeli situation, when there is a disaster, whether it be a hurricane, a tornado, whatever, a war, the Lions Club in that area can ask for a grant and within 24 hours be awarded what they need. And it can be up to, it can be any amount of money. So when we help with a disaster relief, we give it to the Lions Club in that area, because they, more so than anybody else, are aware of where the need is. And we don't have a bunch of stuff sitting on a pier waiting to be distributed. The Lions immediately begin working to see to the needs of...
That's a wonderful network.
Oh, it's unbelievable, in my opinion.
It sure is.
Others are worldwide hunger and humanitarian services.
In the past year, Mary, the Huntley Area Lions Club, there's a lot of things you folks have done. Would you like to share that with our listeners?
Oh, would I ever. It is so rewarding to be able to serve the community. And to that end, we have a lot of fundraisers. But things that we do within the community are Green and Clean, where we work with the village to collect eyeglasses. We do a highway cleanup. We have an area on Reed Road between the fire station and Lake in the Hills. And we clean that up twice a year. We do a McHenry County House Fair where we bring in our mobile van, which is, our mobile van is something that the state supports and all of the clubs within the state. It goes throughout the state to test anybody for vision and hearing problems. Absolutely no charge. And we can even test children 6 months old.
Wow.
To find out if they're going to have a problem. The last time we did the health fair with McHenry County, we had two children under the age of one that we referred to an ophthalmologist for further study. Because if they have what we think they do, if it's not corrected by the time they're five, it can't be corrected. So we're able to find early. Wow. The mobile van is just, it's a wonderful, wonderful tool that we have. Other things that we have done in the community, we help with VetFest, with the American Legion. We do a Helen Keller Day in June because it's Helen Keller's birthday. And again, that is just to bring the awareness to the community that we're here if you have, especially for the needy who cannot afford glasses, we can provide those for them. We have a Dr. K here in town works with us, and we provide vision eyeglasses, and we provide refurbished hearing aids for those in need.
And you know, Mary, the Waterloo for my wife is the Tootsie Pop Day because she is a Tootsie Pop fan. So whenever you're out there with the Tootsie Pops, I've got to buy a bunch of them because I can't go home without them.
I'm so glad to hear that. One interesting thing, Ron, that I would like to get across is that what we take from the public goes back to the public. In other words, every single penny that we take from the public, that the public donates to us through Tootsie Pop Day, Candy Day, through all of our fundraisers, goes into a project account that allows us to help the community. None of it is spent for administrative costs. That is all underwritten by the club.
That is so nice. It really is, Mary. You also have that Brat Brewfest Day too, right?
Oh, do we ever? That was our inaugural one was last August.
And it sounds like you participated in that, Mary.
We all did. Okay. It was, boy, you talk about a group effort. It was absolutely. I only heard one complaint about that entire afternoon, and somebody came up to me and said, I couldn't find a parking spot. And I tell you, it just warmed our hearts. We had entertainment all afternoon. We did it at So Hopped. They were so cooperative. We had entertainment. We had the best brats you've ever had. They were from Reams in Elburn, the butcher shop down there. This year, we're going to expand the menu. This year, we're going to have it on the first Saturday in August. Again, through the cooperation of So Hopped, we're going to have hamburgers. We're adding hamburgers to the menu, so it'll be hamburgers and brats. We'll have the entertainment. Culver's is going to provide desserts. Everything is going to be, it's going to be even better than last year.
And how about that Strikes for Sight Bowling, Mary?
That's coming up. That's going to be on St. Patrick's Day. And this is something that we do in cooperation with the Union Lions. Whenever possible, all Lions clubs try to work with each other. We'll be at Global in Marengo, and it's just an afternoon of bowling. But all of the funds that we raise for that will be given to the Center for Sight and Sound in Rockford. This is wonderful facility that was built by Lions Clubs and Kiwanis Clubs of Rockford and Northern Illinois. by selling roses. Every year they would have this big rose campaign, and all of the money went to build this amazing facility for, again, those in need. They take insurance, but they also, if you can't afford it, they will see to your needs.
That's great. We want to pause for just a minute to remind everybody you're listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio Station, and we're talking with Mary Meyer, president of the Huntley Lions Club. Mary, how about talking about food? How about that pancake breakfast?
That's one of our most fun things. We do this in conjunction with Fall Fest every the Saturday of Fall Fest. And again, we expanded that last year. Instead of just pancakes and sausage, we put a topping bar out. We had every topping that you would ever want for a pancake. Fresh blueberries, fresh strawberries, caramel, coconut, M&M's.
You know, Mary, you're making our engineer hungry here. You know that.
But it's a fun thing, and we hope everybody can be there again this year.
And how about your flower show?
Oh, the flower show is amazing. We bring in three florists. It always occurs in November. We bring in three florists who are on stage in the auditorium making the most beautiful centerpieces ever. And each florist makes approximately 10 centerpieces each, and then all of those are raffled off. So at least 30 people are going to walk out with an amazingly beautiful centerpiece.
And how's this eyeglass collection thing work for the Huntley locations?
Oh, we've got locations throughout Huntley, 15 or 20 of them. Brunch Cafe, the Wellness Center at Sun City, the library, all of the eye care facilities. And what we do is we ask people to bring in eyeglasses that are no longer usable for them, cell phones, key fobs, regular keys, and we recycle all of these things. And interesting, I find it very interesting that with the eyeglasses, what happens is we separate the plastic from the metal, and the plastic glasses are sent to a prison, a women's prison in Indiana. And they have a lensography machine down there that they can read
the lens.
Prescription. Yep.
Okay.
And they clean up the glasses, put them in a bag, put the prescription on there, and then when these are distributed throughout the world to people that need them.
You know, I was going to ask you about how they would, you know, determine a pair of glasses with the lens that fits that person, because everyone's eyes are different. That's amazing how they would do that. And then besides, did they just go to prison or go other places too?
From Illinois, they go to the honor prisoners in Indiana. But yes, different clubs have different, you know, places. There was a story when it was much easier to travel before COVID and et cetera. There was a story about that I was told by a lion who was able to go to Colombia with a load of glasses. And a woman walked 14 miles to get a pair of glasses for herself. And when they put them on her face, she just broke down in tears and said, "Finally, I'll be able to see my grandchildren."
Doesn't that make it worth it all? Wow.
It certainly does.
Wow. The, you know, there's so many good stories about what the Lions are doing, Mary. That's just one of many. How about that Path to Hope? How does that work?
Oh, that's how I became a Lion in the first place. There was an article in the newspaper about the Lions collecting for homeless veterans, which has always been something close to my heart. And so I called and I became a Lion. What we do is, here at Heartland Bank, which is one of our greatest supporters, they give us a room right inside the lobby to the first room on the left, where we collect every kind of household good imaginable. And they are given to Pastor Hope, who provides housing for homeless vets. The beauty of this is that, I mean, we're talking everything from a garlic press to a vacuum cleaner to anything, to pictures, lamps, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens is Pastor Hope has a facility in Hebron for homeless vets where they can give them a home until they get on their feet, get a job, and get established. When they move in there, Pastor Hope gives them a bed, a chair, and a table. With all of the things that we collect, they can furnish their apartment. We give them dishes, we give them silverware, we give them coffee pots, we give everything. When they are established and they can move out of this facility into a place of their own, they can take everything with them except the bed, the chair, and the table. So we're constantly having to refurnish
sure.
all of these places. But it gives, we're able to make home a home for the homeless vet.
And I do know that the homeless vets that are seen in Woodstock quite a bit, when they are picked up, the police generally take them to Hebron and give them a place to stay rather than just, you know, sleeping on the streets or,
right.
you know, in a crawl space someplace. So there's a lot of that's been done, and they do a good job at Path to Hope.
They do an awesome job. They help with rehabilitation. They help with job searches. They help with education. It's an amazing.
So how about some of the contributions that you folks have made and the support you get into the community, Mary? You want to talk about that a little bit?
We were thrilled last year to be able to identify three children. As I said, childhood cancer is one of our global causes, and we were able to identify three children who have cancer, and we were able to contribute to each of those families.
Well,
so that one meant a lot to us. We also are a sponsor of a leader dog in training. What happens in the very beginning with leader dogs is that when they are about 6 to 8 weeks old, they are given to a foster family who keeps them for 1 year and housebreaks them and teaches them basic skills. And then they are returned to Michigan, where Leader Dog is, for intensive training to be of service to
That's great.
Someone who needs it.
That is really great. And you also help the Grafton Food Pantry, too, right?
We do a lot with the Grafton Food Pantry. Obviously, they need as much as they can get. We have Lions who go and work at the food pantry on a regular basis, a very regular basis, in addition to being able to help finance them. And last year, we were able to get a grant and also raise enough money to give them steel shelving. They had old wooden shelving that was pretty iffy. It was to a point where you couldn't put much up there anymore.
Okay.
So we were able to get them steel shelving. So, yes, they're a biggie.
You know, I want to add one thing before we go any farther, Mary, that the Huntley Area Chamber has nominated your organization for the Nonprofit of the Year. You've been nominated, and the awards will be given on February 3rd. So that should be a really exciting day for you folks.
It was an honor just to be nominated. Yes, it will be exciting.
And the scholarships for the Huntley High School seniors, how is that? Is that for those that are visually impaired?
One of them is. We try to award a scholarship to a Leo. We have a Leo's Club at the high school, which is the young adult version of a Lion. And then one of them we try to give to someone who is visually or hearing impaired or in another way disabled. And this year what we want to do too is entertain those who may not be able to or want to go to a regular four-year college, but need to go to a trade school and pursue their career through a trade. So we're hoping to possibly have one of those students. Otherwise, it will be a student at large.
You know, I'd like to add one thing that we haven't talked about, and that's you, Mary. How long have you been in the Lions?
I've only been a Lion for 6 years.
6 years. And you're president, and you're part of all that's going on here. That's pretty darn remarkable.
It's such an amazing, absolutely amazing organization. And not only internationally, but statewide, local. I mean, it's got the biggest heart I've ever seen.
I might add that Mary has her vest on, and she's got so many medals and things. I'm sure that Mary, I'm not sure how she can walk straight. There's so many pins and medals on her vest. My goodness, but that's all recognition of all different things that she's done, she's collected, and the work that she's done. But and to be president, that's pretty awesome too, Mary.
Well, it's a thrill, but the support that I get from each and every member, it's the club that makes the Lions what they are. I have very little to do with it, but I appreciate it.
No, you're quite welcome. I mean, look at the things you're doing. I mean, whether it be glasses or hearing aids or, you know, Sight or Horizon for the Blind, all those organizations, they all come together and they know they could depend on Lions to help them out.
Every day. Every day. We will be there for anybody who has a need.
How many members are in Lions in Huntley right now, Mary? Do you know?
Right now, 50.
Okay.
Yep.
And if somebody wants to join, how do they go about doing that?
Oh, that's fun.
Okay. Okay.
They can contact me. I would be more than happy to lead them in the right direction. If they go to our Facebook page, they will see our website, and they can contact us through that. Any time that we are out on the street collecting for Candy Day or for Tootsie Pop Day, you just come right up and say, I want to be a Lion.
So if they how do they contact you, Mary? Is it by phone or email? Or
By email. Yes.
Do you want to give that email to the folks?
I'd be happy to. It's MidwesternGal2014@gmail.com.
Let's do that one more time for everybody.
MidwesternGal, all one word, 2014@gmail.com.
There you got it, folks. So if you want to join, this is the time to do it because they're looking for members. And you'll meet Mary, who's a special person here that will certainly make your initiation very fruitful and very warming. Mary, we want to thank you so much for being here today and telling your story about the Lions and all the work that you're doing. It's very admirable, and the people you're helping with Sight and Sound, that's really amazing. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. We want to invite all the folks to become a Lion if they choose to do so, but it's a good cause. And you've been listening to 101.5 FM, your Huntley Community Radio station. Go to huntleycommunityradio.com, contact us. You can look up our show around town, and we'd be happy to hear from you folks. Thank you again, everybody, and have a great day.